was Jeff Sessions. In the very beginning, when nobody would support Trump, Sessions did. It was a big breakthrough. Trump gets elected a year and a half later, and there are a lot of candidates for attorney general. Obvious choice, Rudy Giuliani. He had been the deputy attorney general for years, former U.S. attorney. Rudy was offered the job, turned it down, didn't want it. And I can understand that. He'd been the deputy attorney general. He'd been in that office for years. Yeah, it's a step back for him. He didn't want to do it. So other people, anyway, it ended up being Jeff Sessions. He may not have been the best choice for that, but Donald Trump has this thing about loyalty. And he just felt that he owed Sessions. Sessions was the first guy in Washington to support him. So he gave him the job of attorney general. Sessions went on to become maybe the worst attorney general ever, a bumbling, blundering guy. He's the guy that recused himself from the Russia investigation for reasons nobody can still understand. If you felt you had to do that, you have an obligation to tell the president when he's going to make you attorney general. By the way, I'll have to recuse myself from any. So he never told the president. Anyway, he was a total disaster. As a result of the bumbling of stuff that Sessions did, we end up with Mueller, $40 million wasted. The country just tormented with this Mueller nonsense, this Russia hoax for 2 years. So Sessions is removed as attorney general. He's back in Alabama. He's going to run for the Senate. As I told you last hour, Republicans hate Sessions. I don't know who he's going to appeal to. I would imagine Democrats aren't going to vote for him. Republicans will never vote for him. But from what I hear now, word has been sent to him through back channels. That means the president has sent mutual friends to explain to him that if he tries to run, the president and the White House will do everything to stop him. The president will go down there and campaign against him. The president will go public and really denounce him. So I would assume he's going to have to drop out of the race. Now, apparently, Mitch McConnell has also told him privately, told Sessions, that he will get no support from the Republicans in the Senate, that they know the president's going to go after him, and that they will just sit on the sidelines. So I don't see how Sessions continues. He hasn't officially declared, but we'll see. We'll see. I think at some point he has to drop out of this. So as a result of Sessions, for 2 years you had this Russia hoax, wasted a lot of time and money, and went absolutely no place. Now you get this Ukrainian hoax. Nothing happened in the Ukraine. Anything that did happen is already known to the public. They don't seem to care about it either way. Quid pro quo? Yeah, maybe, but we give this foreign aid. We give out billions of dollars in handouts to all these countries. It's always quid pro quo. Why do you think we give you the money? We want your support on things. We want your cooperation on things. We want you to be an ally on things. We want you to back us on things. That's why we give you the money. Now, what about asking a foreign government to investigate? Well, we do that all the time. All the time. Mueller, when he was doing his investigation, 13 times went to foreign countries and asked them to help investigate. U.S. citizens, 13 times. Bill Clinton, 1996, signed an agreement. You can go online and see it. Signed an actual agreement with the Ukraine that they would help us with investigations when we needed them. So, and if you read the transcript, it's not about Biden. Biden was thrown in as an afterthought 20 minutes later at the end. But the favor that he asks for, you can see it in the transcript. I'd like to ask you a favor. We want your help investigating corruption and election tampering in the U.S. because it had been reported over and over and over again that there was some of that election tampering, if it took place, came out of the Ukraine. And the president asked, you can read the transcript. We want you to look into in election tampering from the Ukraine in the 2016 election. Now, obviously, that's something we all want. Everybody wants to know if there was any tampering with U.S. elections from any foreign country. We want to know that, so that's what he asked for. He then asked about the hacking of the DNC server. Obviously, we want that investigated. It was believed Russia hacked into it. But some people thought it was Ukraine. And then there was some funny business with the company that handled the server, CrowdStrike, which is run by a Ukrainian oligarch. So he asked them to look into that, get to the bottom of that. So all of this is fine. You would expect any president to ask this. At the end, 20 minutes later, he says, by the way, look into this Biden thing. There's a video of Biden saying that he went over there and tampered with the the investigation into that oil company, that he got the prosecutor fired. Biden admits to this on video. And we know, we have sworn depositions from that prosecutor, that he was looking at that company. He was going to call Hunter Biden to testify. Emails have come forward now, have been discovered, from that company hiring a firm here, telling them they got Hunter Biden on their board of directors, and they'd like that investigation killed. So all of this will come out. There's nothing in any of this will hurt the president in any way. So the question is, the big question, you had the Russia hoax, going through the Ukrainian hoax. This will end pretty soon. What's the next hoax? See if you can pick the next country. Russia hoax, Ukraine hoax. Which hoax will be next? Which country? A lot of people think they'll try a South American country next. That they'll just give up on. They'll try a different continent. Maybe that'll work. China hoax. Well, see if you can predict the next one coming up. So Elizabeth Warren, completely nuts. And nobody knows if anything's real with her. You know what? That Bernie Sanders, he's a cute guy. And you think he really believes all this socialist stuff. He really loves this socialist. And he'd be a good socialist leader, because that's the way socialist leaders are. You know, you get some government cheese and they live in six mansions. to be fair, Bernie only has four mansions right now and is a multimillionaire. But socialism, that's what he wants. Elizabeth Warren is another one, always scheming to make money. Here's a woman who was a lawyer for the tobacco companies. Here was a woman who was flipping houses in the real estate crisis, evicting veterans out of their homes to flip the homes. And she's a real capitalist. But now suddenly, you know, she's one of those typical, an old expression, if you can't do, teach. A typical college professor. You know, they got all these theories. Here's how this works, that works. But if you went out into the real world, it never actually works. It works on paper in a classroom. In the real world, it never quite works out. So Elizabeth Warren, with this Medicare for All, was forced to reveal the numbers, the details. She put out the numbers last week. Even the Democrats are saying these numbers are preposterous, impossible, they don't work. So it's this convoluted, complicated Medicare for All with numbers that don't hold up. It's a whole waste of time. Most people get a headache even thinking about this. You're already getting bored with me talking about it. Who, what the hell wants to hear about Medicare for All? Here's the numbers. Nobody's going to look at this. So she sounds nuts. She's made too much of this. She's become this one-issue thing with the most boring, stupidest issue of all. The other thing is this wealth tax. I don't know. Does everybody hate billionaires when you see Jeff Bezos? Do you hate him? He looks like a guy you'd hate. He's kind of a weird-looking little guy. But on the other hand, I order anything, it shows up an hour later. How could you hate the guy? You know, you go on that Amazon, everything's pretty cheap. It shows up the next day. You know, I ordered something the other day. It's going to take 4 days. I'm actually mad. It's like, what the hell is this? 4 days. 4 days? What's going on here? But you can't hate the guy. Bill Gates, can you hate him? I don't know. He looks a little dull. I mean, I wouldn't want to spend New Year's Eve with this guy, but with the rumpled sweater and all of this, I don't know. I don't hate him. So her attacks on these guys, will tax, you know, when you say you're going to go after these multi-billionaires, nobody should have over $50 billion, we're going to go after them. Oh, great. That's like six guys. Who cares? You remember when it was Obama, he was going to tax private jet owners. Well, great. That's 52 people. Who cares? It's not going to do anything. You could take all the taxes of those. You know, somebody calculated once, if you took the top 1%, if you confiscated every penny, 100% of all their money, you could run the U.S. government for about an hour and a half, and that's it. So it doesn't really mean anything. Bill Gates said he may meet with Elizabeth Warren. She would like to explain to him this tax. You know, one thing about these guys like Warren Buffett and Bill Gates, you know, if you really check into it, they got $100 billion, but they're going to give $50 billion to charity at some point. Now, what would you rather have, $50 billion go to charity or $50 billion go to Elizabeth Warren? You got to remember, if it goes to government, they waste most of it. They'll spend $2 billion on a bridge that should have been $600 million. They'll overpay by 6,000% on all this infrastructure. You're better off with the money going to charity. At least they'll get right to people that need it. There's a lot less waste in charity. So I don't think Elizabeth Warren's going anywhere. That leaves you with Mayor Pete. Very talented candidate, but again, too young, a little goofy looking. Some people think the Democratic nominee has not appeared yet. that it may be a governor, it may be another senator, somebody that will be drafted. I think even the big donors always stick you with a total stiff who can't win. That's how you got Hillary. That's how you got Jeb Bush. Even the big donors now realize Biden, too corrupt, doesn't know where the hell he is, in a fog, bumping into walls. So Biden will be gone at some point. Hey, there's this Amy Robach story. ABC covered up the Jeffrey Epstein story. She had it all nailed down. She had the report ready to go, and they killed it. So, you know, since then, the video of her talking about it has leaked out. There was somebody at CBS that got a hold of it and helped leak it out. Now, what do you think CBS did for this person? You got to give that person credit. Pretty sharp news person got a hold of the video. CBS just fired her. This cover-up is big. ABC is covering it up, and now CBS is involved in the cover-up. And they got another problem on the horizon. You know, this Me Too crap all over NBC, all over CBS. Not just Charlie Rose and Matt Lauer and some on-air people. There's people in management that have been accused. Les Moonves. Over at NBC News, that Andy Lack, a couple others have Me Too accusations from some very credible people. A lot of Me Too stuff here. Now, they've got these, whenever they get rid of anybody, the way they cover it up, they get rid of the women and they make them sign a non-disclosure agreement, an NDA. They give them, here's $3 million, here's $5 million, here's $10 million. Sign the agreement, you'll never talk about it. Now, there's some people pushing publicly for these companies to release everybody from the non-disclosure agreements. There's figures in the media. There's a lot of people calling for NBC to release everybody from those non-disclosure agreements. But they got a big problem. Ruth Bader Ginsburg just came out and said she hopes that these women are released from these agreements. Now, that's a problem because all of you news networks, all of you fake news Democrat, you've all been saying that Ruth Bader Ginsburg is the most brilliant jurist in America. She's now calling for you to release everybody from these NDAs. This is going to build. You may have to end up releasing all these people, and they can talk and write books, and then you're going to have a real problem. Hey, did you see the story about these Twitter guys? These two big Twitter executives left, somehow went to work for the Saudis, and the Saudi government didn't like what was being said about them on Twitter, so they got these Twitter guys to look into people's accounts, get information. So if you're listening to me right now, don't post anything bad about Saudis. In fact, put up a tweet right now. The Saudis are great, doing a fine job. They're wonderful. Look at this Jamal Khashoggi. Who the hell needs this? They caught these two Twitter guys. They've arrested them, accused them of conspiring with a foreign government. But what do you think Saudis would hire two ex-Twitter guys, pay them a fortune to get into people's accounts and get information out? I don't know. Look at that Jamal Khashoggi. You know what? Lay off the Saudis for a while. You don't need to tweet about something else right now. Now, Mayor de Blasio, you've got these crazy, crazy left-wing politicians. You got this nutty city council president, Corey Johnson. You got this kooky public advocate. You got these left-wing city council people. You got Mayor de Blasio. They'd like to get all cars off the street. That's what they're looking at. Is there, you know, how to get the cars off the street? That's what the street was built for. It's for cars. Why do you think of those white lines down? These are for cars. They'd like it to be all bikes. And they're worried because there have been a couple of bike accidents. They're trying to do something about it. Hey, how about get the bikes off? You know what? How about make the bikes follow the law? They can't run red lights. They've got to stay in their lane. That one ended right there. But they don't do it. There's a movement now to get the bikers to wear helmets. But they're worried about it might increase or might decrease the number of bikes. Good. And make them wear helmets. You just said you're worried about these accidents. The mayor doesn't know what to do.
I think we have to figure out what's a way to get to the day when people use bike helmets regularly. And we keep encouraging bike use rather than discouraging it.
And he's trying to figure out what would be a way to get them to use helmets. How about pass a rule? They have to use helmets. Problem solved. Now, why not have a helmet? Because they don't want to wear a helmet. You already look like an idiot riding a bike. You might as well wear the helmet.
I think it's time to consider legislation or regulation that would improve the situation. I'm not yet going to give you a blanket statement.
Yeah. Now, they got the new police commissioner, Dermot Shea. What does he think?
Probably requires some more study, but it certainly seems like a logical conclusion to me. Probably some more work to do on it, but you know, if there's a simple way, and I'm not saying it's simple, but if there's a simple step that could be put in place that potentially could save lives, it certainly should be explored.
All right. Nice guy, but let's be honest, doesn't sound like Winston Churchill there, does he? Not exactly Ray Kelly, is he? All right, he's new. We'll give him a couple of weeks to get in the job there, but not a lot of gravitas there. What would we be studying? Whether a helmet could help you? I'm not an expert, but I would think if you were to go flying off your bike, it would be better if you had the helmet. And I notice in football that everybody wears a helmet. And I would think the NFL, you're talking billions of dollars at stake. They probably studied this a lot at the NFL, and they've concluded it's better if you wear the helmet. And I notice on Sunday, I watch like 15 games, and there's like 1,000 people playing. Every single one wears the helmet. I've never heard of a player saying, I'm not wearing this helmet. So it seems to be the thing to do. I don't think you need a study, Mr. Commissioner and the mayor. If you just watch the NFL, there's a game tonight. Watch it tonight. Notice they all wear these helmets, and boy, do they get knocked down and tackled, and they seem to be fine after the game. So the helmet's a good idea. Start regulating everything about bikes. Make them stop at red lights. Make them stay in their lane. Write them tickets. It's a great revenue source. Make them get licensed. Wear a helmet. All this stuff. Anyway, they're doing more to screw up 14th. We'll get to that coming up. Hey, check out the webpage. A lot of good stuff up there. Hey, people always ask me, how come every airport, every TV, it's CNN? It's never Fox. Why is it always CNN in the hotel? Why is it always CNN in the airport? There's a reason for it. They're paying for this. There's a way they do it. It's the answer is up on the webpage. Also, here's a great scene from the Mary Tyler Moore Show. It's the 1970s. Unbelievable. It's a scene about fake news. Lou Grant is caught up in fake news. And also, here's the Democrats' worst nightmare. It's the MAGA hat factory, those red Make America Great hats. Here's a little tour of the factory where they make them. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. 710WOR.com/Mark. And he's moving out of New York. They all tell me it's going to be a real problem. Why would you let out dangerous criminals and not hold them in prison? Here's Mayor de Blasio, who thinks it's a wonderful idea.
I'm a fan of bail reform, but I'm not a fan of forgetting to give judges the ability to make a judgment based on the dangerousness of the suspect.
Now, I don't know what the hell he said, but
the good part of this, the part I think we all see real progress in, is you shouldn't be kept behind bars because you can't afford a relatively small amount of money.
Huh? If you just held up somebody, if you just beat up somebody, if you just assaulted somebody, I'm not worried about can you afford the bail? Can you not afford the bail?
I don't think you should make large assumptions that, you know.
That's the new police commission. So I don't know if you know about this scheme. Well, if you let them out on bail, what makes you think you'll ever see them again? That's why you have bail. That's how you get them to show up in court. So I swear to God, I'm not making this up. The mayor has said he has a plan where he will give them Yankee tickets and Dunkin' Donuts coupons, and that's the incentive for them to show up. These are robbers, criminals. They can go hold up a Dunkin' Donuts anytime they want. They don't need your little coupon. Yankee tickets. They could just get on that subway that goes to Yankee Stadium and rob everybody. They could take all the Yankee tickets they want. They can break in. What? Can you honestly, a dangerous criminal is going to say, I don't want to lose out on that Dunkin' Donuts coupon. I better show up in court. I don't know what he's smoking, this mayor. Well, actually, I do. But anyway, let's go to Dave. I go, hey, Dave.
Yes, good morning, Mark. A hypothetical question, please. Suppose Hillary Clinton was to try for a third time to run for president.
Well, she is.
Right. And with all the scandals behind her and whatnot, which we all know about, here's my question. Do you think that Bill Clinton would be looking to protect his legacy by not having her become the first president and throw roadblocks against her? Does he have that much power?
Well, he's always been kind of against the idea, I think. You know, in the end, they tally it up, like who had the best career. She was a senator, secretary of state. He was governor, attorney general, president. That beats her record. But if she becomes president, that's Senator, Secretary of State, President, then it tops his record. So I think he'd be happy if she never got elected. I know. She says she doesn't think she's running. Meantime, I noticed she's on 42 television shows in the last week. I don't know. You know, suddenly she's on Jimmy Fallon. She's on with Colbert. She's on with that English guy after Colbert. She's on everything. She's on that idiot Trevor Noah. She's on every show, every second. It looks like she's running. Let's go to Duke in Long Island. Hey, Duke.
Hey, calm down.
Like, you're a little too excited. Been,
yeah. Hey, two quick thoughts.
Yes.
First of all, I want to thank you on behalf of the angry majority for keeping up our spirit. That's number one.
Yes.
And the second thing is, what do you think are the chances of the Democrats convincing Obama to come in on a white horse? Although that's not...
Well, he can't run. He's not eligible. Correct. He's term limited out.
Oh, no, but Grover Cleveland ran, and then he...
I forget what that was. There was some weird exception that he, some loophole thing, but Obama can't run again.
Isn't it two consecutive terms as a limit?
No, that's in New York for mayor. Obama can't run. It's impossible.
Oh, okay.
No, sorry. He wouldn't run anyway because he just made like $500 million in these phony Netflix deals. And he doesn't need that looked at. He doesn't want that investigated right now. I think it's pretty clear now that Obama does not like Joe Biden. You notice there's no endorsement of Biden. Obama just endorsed the guy running in Canada for prime minister. He has obviously no problem endorsing people. He just did it for the Canadian guy. Won't endorse Biden. Even when Biden's getting attacked for corruption, you notice you haven't heard a peep out of Obama. He doesn't. And when they ask Biden, well, how come Biden actually tells you this preposterous story? I asked him not to endorse me. Doesn't pass the smell test, the laugh test. Could you imagine that phone call with Biden saying, look, I appreciate it. Do me a favor. Just please. No endorsement. Meantime, every time you see Biden, he's bragging. He got the fire department. The fire union endorsed him. He came to New York. That teachers union endorsed him. He held a whole press conference on that. Obviously, he's endorsement crazy. I can't picture him telling Obama, please, no endorsement. So, hey, when we come back, Jackie Martling will be with us. Jackie the Joke Man. We'll get to him next on 710 WOR. Let's get the latest news. Here's Noam Layden.
Mark, three people dead in Harlem in what appears to be a double murder-suicide in an apartment west 121st Street. Cops believe 46-year-old man killed his wife and then their 5-year-old daughter before taking his own life. Couple was due in court as part of a divorce proceeding. There's a court appearance for the woman who jumped into the lion exhibit at the Bronx Zoo in a viral video. Maya Autry seen dancing and taunting lions. She was arrested last night on criminal trespass charge. Reports say President Trump wanted Attorney General William Barr to publicly say he didn't break any laws in his phone call with Ukraine, but Barr refused to do so. The president says that's fake news. Your next news comes at noon. Breaking news at once. Start your day with Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning, 6 till 10 tomorrow. I'm Noam Layden on 710 WOR and NBC News Radio Station.
Here's a WOR Weather Channel forecast. Strong cold front makes that pass tonight. Rain becomes likely. Upper 50s, low to mid 50s, northern New Jersey, lower Hudson Valley. Rain early tonight. Areas west and north could see some snow mix in before it ends. We'll fall back upper 20s to mid 30s. Sunny tomorrow, mid 30s to around 40. Early wind chill as low as 20 degrees. Sunshine for Saturday. I'm meteorologist Jeff Eno.
Agent, she books cover bands all over Long Island, and we met like 5 years ago, and she's just the light of my life. She's just delightful.
5 years? That's a miracle nowadays.
The truth is, how does she put up with me? I don't know. She still laughs at my jokes.
Hey, you're going to be at my father's place. That was a legendary Long Island club that, you know, closed, and now it's reopened, right?
Not only is it a legendary place, but it is completely at fault for me being a comedian.
Really?
My band was playing there. We went for a sound check, and we couldn't do a sound check because they were having auditions for the Gong Show. Remember that show? And because Epi, the owner, Michael Epstein, wanted to sneak in an extra couple of bucks from WABC-TV. So I saw these people auditioning. I saw a couple of guys, and I said, I'm as funny as these guys. And I went up to a guy and said, how'd you get to be a comedian? He said, easy, I just had cards printed. And that was Richie Minervini, who wound up opening up the East Side Comedy Club, and we started comedy on Long Island. It was all just because Epi wanted to squeeze a few bucks. And now this, here I am back at my father's place.
This legendary guy, Epi, is still there. He's the one that brought it back, right?
He created it. He started it. He's back. He's been an old friend for 40 years, and he's great.
And back in those days of my father's place, what were the famous groups that were unknown that appeared there?
Well, everybody, the Stones stopped in there, but they were already famous. Springsteen worked there before he was big. Chicago, they didn't start. A lot of bands played there just when they were on their rise, because it was just a big enough place that they would have it booked just before a hit single hit, you know. So they just, about everybody, nobody started there, but everybody passed through there.
Yeah. You know? So a lot of famous people came out of Long Island. A lot of famous comedians, a lot of famous bands.
I tell everybody it's the salt water makes everybody crazy and horny and happy and funny and talented.
All right. Now, where are you this Saturday night? The Algonquin Arts Theater?
The Algonquin Arts Theater in Manasquan, New Jersey. It's a converted theater. It used to be a vaudeville theater, 500 seats. It's perfect. Just about sold out. So I'm very psyched, you know.
Hey, they got all these, where you go now, they got these, like the Paramount and the Capitol Theater, all these great old movie theaters been turned into beautiful venues.
You know, for a couple of years, they were demolishing them. And then when somebody got the bright idea to, wait a minute, we should save these. And they're the perfect places to do shows. They're just the right size. You know, the old vaudeville houses, and then they became movie theaters, and then they kind of laid to waste, and now they're all being rejuvenated, which is great.
So if you're a comedian, this is better because people are in a theater in seats instead of in a club where they're at a table eating chicken wings and all that.
Right. They're packed together. They're all concentrated. Most of the places have a bar so people can have a couple drinks before the show.
Yeah.
All right. So I got one. So a baseball scout shows up at spring training at an exhibition game with a racehorse. And the manager says, why the hell would you bring a horse here? The scout says, yeah, wait till you see him bat. The horse gets up and hits the first pitch deep into the outfield. And then he just stands there. And the manager yells, run, run! And the scout says, hey, if he could run, he'd be at Belmont. Now that's a stupid joke. All right, here's a dirty one.
Oh, good.
What would you call a guy who's masturbating during an earthquake?
What?
Focused. So a guy says, Doc, how long after my operation before I can have sex? And the doctor says, well, you can have sex right away, but only with your wife. I don't want you to get too excited. These are great. I love these.
Now, in today's PC world, how many jokes can you no longer tell because everything's too PC now?
I tell them all. I don't care. I tell them all. I don't care. You know, I just don't care. You know, I do very, very few, but, you know, I still do a Jewish joke or a Polish joke or a fat joke. You know, shoot me. I don't care. I make fun of myself. I make fun of horses, and I make fun of spring training. It's all the same thing.
But you're not supposed to fat shame anymore. And then they tell you,
please with that. Oh, God, my God. Hey, so a little old lady goes to the zoo, okay? Little old lady goes to the zoo, and she stops in front of the monkey cage.
Oh, wait a minute. You can't say little old lady. That's not politically correct.
All right. There's an old broad at the zoo. She stops in front of the monkey cage, and it's empty. And she says, zookeeper, where are the monkeys today? He says, it's mating season, lady, so they're all back in the cave having sex. She says, well, will they stop and come out if I throw them some peanuts? He says, I don't know, lady. Would you? You know, Mark, there's two main reasons that guys hang out in bars. Yeah. You know that?
Yeah.
The two main reasons guys hang out in bars is either because they have no wife to go home to or because they have a wife to go home to.
All right, that's my favorite one today. So.
Oh, that's too crazy. You never get married. I someday I'm going to follow you around, see exactly what you're doing.
Oh, my God. Talk about not PC.
But now, I have no idea. So a guy's got no experience. Now, this is not directly pointed at you.
Yeah.
It could be you.
Okay.
Guy's got experience with women at all, and he's on his honeymoon. And his new wife gets undressed, and she climbs in bed and spreads her legs. And he doesn't do anything. So she spreads them a little more, and he doesn't do anything. She spreads them as wide as she can, and he still doesn't do anything. She says, "Hey, do you have any idea what I want?" He says, "Yeah, you want the whole bed to yourself, and you hate getting it."
Well,
I got to do a shout-out. My boys at Bayville Seafood, after 10 years of me giving them shout-outs in the show the other day, they gave me 3 free shrimp. I was so excited.
I love that Bayville. It's like a nice little town right on the beach. You can just like jump in the water, right?
Yeah, you know, about 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago, it finally got too cold to go swimming anymore. But what can you do? I got as far as I could go, and it's delightful here even in the winter. It's just so peaceful, and the leaves are down, and, you know, the cats are running around, you know. My life is a Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young song. You know, it's that simple.
All right. Well, I hate to say we're out of time, but you can see Jackie Martling this Saturday night, Algonquin Arts Theater in Manasquan, New Jersey, with Rich Harkaway. Wednesday, November 27th, they'll be at my father's place. Make sure you get Jackie's autobiography. Great book. The Joke Man Bowed a Stern. A lot of good Howard Stern stuff in there, too.
Oh, well, I got to leave you with one. A guy goes in a bar and orders 3 shots of whiskey. The bartender gives him, and the guy drinks all 3 shots. Every day for a couple of weeks. Finally, the bartender says, "Mac, why do you always come in here and order 3 shots at a time?" He says, "Well, listen, I got a brother in Poland, another brother in France. Every night, they do the same thing. It's like the 3 of us having a drink together." So the next day, the guy walks in and only orders 2 shots. He drinks them down. The bartender says, "What happened? Did one of your brothers die?" He says, "No, I quit drinking."
Jackie Martling, thanks for being with us. We'll see you at Saturday night, Algonquin Arts Theater, Manasquan, New Jersey. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Marky. Right, bye-bye.
Take care. Check out the webpage. We got a lot of good stuff up there. Hey, the Mary Tyler Moore Show, classic sitcom, one of the best ever. Look at this little scene we found. Somebody found it for us. It's Lou Grant confronted with fake news. Was there fake news back then? Yes. Take a look at this. And people always ask, how come every airport, every TV on CNN? Why is it always CNN? There's an actual reason for that. It's actually paid for by CNN. Watch this video. It'll explain it to you. And then here's a Democrat's worst nightmare. This is a tour of the MAGA hat factory. It was red hats. It's all up on the webpage. Go to 710WOR.com/Mark. So once again, the bumbling idiot Jeff Sessions went back to Alabama. Announced he's going to run for Senate. He has been warned privately by the president through back channels. Don't run. The president will come out and attack him and campaign against him. Mitch McConnell has let Sessions know. The Republicans in the Senate will sit on the sidelines and not help him, so expect him to drop out at some point. Public hearings coming up. Absolutely nobody will watch them unless you're one of these MSNBC, CNN freaks. The public will not be watching. They start on Wednesday. We're out of time. Rush is coming up next. Sean Hannity, 3 to 6. Then you got Joe Concha and WOR Tonight at 6. I'm here every day, 10 to noon, if you want to listen anytime, 24 hours a day. You can do that with the podcast. Just go to our website. All the podcasts are there. Or any podcast site, wherever you get casts, all of our shows are up there. So I'll see you tomorrow, 10 to noon. Thanks for listening. It's 710 WOR.